No title again.
Anda de lo le le du mare.
Is it rolling, Bob?
Oh, baby. We gotta go now.
Barking as the cars were barking, the loon sharks were sharking, the nets were knocking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot, by the pool center, we saw two bats. Yay, naked bats! Their faces have been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news. In a black and white video.
So that I just thought I'd share. Hey, here's Lucinda Williams. This is Music Discovery Week.
Cook,
talk
by
about
the way. Coming up to Canada.
Lucinda Williams has a new record that is slated for release in September.
And well, actually,
it's
a double
album.
It's a fest
it is, to me, she's back on the quirkier side of her game.
Flying into drugs.
It is really, really a record that I'm super excited about.
She's been
about,
keeping us company on this trip.
So let's listen to music that we have exclusively here from the upcoming
I like her a lot better than the Bitch Navigator.
Outlaw Country. So let's be good. April Stray, Satellite Radio.
Wow. This is it. This is amazing.
Yes.
It is just stunning. It means nothing in audio, but we're on top of a mountain. Like, this is incredible. No. Very close.
And it looks like we stay on it for quite a while.
Yep. This is one of those drives in a lifetime that you really want to make. Yeah, it doesn't make for good listening, but boy, oh boy, it's really nice being here. I'll scream if I feel the need to stop, and in advance. Yeah, perfect car to be
the speed of
driving this fast.
This is 30, yeah. Or 70, rather.
Except when it tells you 20.
Yeah, no, the speed limit on.
This is one of those routes bikers dream about, too. Yeah. Especially on a day like this, perfectly clear blue sky. Quite a beautiful little cloud formation ahead, that little one hanging there. The trip is going very well. Great time in Red Lodge last night. Glad I worked all the bugs out for me anyway on the second night. And enjoyed this very much. Glad I'm here. I owe some thanks to Harold, the Barstool Buddha, for planning this, mapping out, inviting me along to share his vehicle. Guilt disappeared with a nice email from my wife.
We're above the snow line.
Yep. A very good selection, wide selection of music on this country station, this XML.
He's just going back and forth for the drive. That gave us a bit of good karma.
Good evening in the snack bar last night. Cost us our supper. But it was all right. Leaving Montana. So that puts us back into
Wyoming.
Into Wyoming. Welcome to Wyoming. Oh, my God. Everybody raves about the Canadian Rockies and so on, but this is certainly a pretty good rival. And I really didn't know about this. Hadn't read about it. So I thank you also for the planning. That doesn't make it true. Only love the snow. That's still climbing.
That's what you want. I'm sure
this is not a road you want to do 70 on.
No.
Actually, the speed on it's dropped to 65.
And the car broke down. And he's stuck on the interstate outside.
And we're doing about 35, 40.
40, 40.
Which is plenty fast for this road. I figure there'd be one more pullout at the summit.
Usually there is.
Just because of things convenient, well, that doesn't make it true. Only lies can
hurt. Picture this rock face.
Yep. Check, check. Sitting here waiting for Old Faithful to blow its top. According to the schedule, we've got about another 30 minutes. The park is packed. This is Yellowstone National Park. It's full, but an absolutely beautiful day. And really nothing better to do now than sit here along the perimeter with hundreds and hundreds of other people waiting to watch Old Faithful. It's been an excellent trip. First day was a real high because of just the plain excitement of flying into a new city, getting a shuttle to our hotel, getting into the jellied candies, and then a few really good beer at the diner. That was a high point. Second day, had some bugs to work out, which I found a very interesting process, and I'm glad I did. And by the third day, all was well. Bit of a blowout last night in town, starting at the Snag Bar. And I ended up at the Blue Ribbon to talk to the owner. Woke Harold up probably a few times as I stumbled back into our hotel room. We stayed at the Yodeler in Red Lodge. And today, the weather's been spectacular. This drive, the Beartooth Highway, scenic view in and out of Wyoming and Montana, and a spectacular park, this Yellowstone National Park. Our destination here was mainly just to get through it, but taking lots of photos along the way. And then the plan was to arrive here, where we are right now, at Old Faithful. And there's really no plan after this, other than maybe finding some accommodation for tonight. I picked up a six-pack of beer. I could certainly enjoy going through those. From Bozeman, Montana. Bozeman, Montana. I enjoyed Montana and the interactions with all the people. And this is still the very early days of the trip. This is still only day four. But whereas I should have probably been suffering and hungover this morning, I actually felt still quite high for the entire morning. It was pleasant. Harold's doing all the driving. Anyway, I thought I had more to say about process and thinking and analyzing and trying to understand how we work, how our brains work. But I guess that's all I've got for now. Talk to you when Old Faithful erupts, or after. Bye for now. That's the sound of a campfire. We weren't planning on doing any camping on this trip. Didn't come equipped or prepared for it, but there was a shortage of lodgings tonight. Yellowstone National Park was full, and this one, the Grand Tetons, appeared to also be full. So we came to a place called Coulter Bay. They had beautiful little cabins. They were full, but they had another thing, which was half tent, half cabin, like two walls of wood and two walls of canvas, the canvas roof. And that's what we've got. $59 a night, but then the sleeping bags are $9.95 each, and a pillow $1.25, and your firewood and your kindling. And by the time you add it all up, it's almost $100 to sleep on a little wireframe bunk bed. But the bonus is we're out under the stars right now. We've got a good fire going. Can see the Milky Way. We went down to the lake, and there's an absolute beautiful view of that mountain range, the Grand or Great Tetons, across the lake. Beautiful, beautiful. Just caught sunset. Prior to that, we had a rather fancy supper in a nice restaurant that they had here. They have a general store, a cafeteria, and then a sit-down restaurant. And we had the beef brisket, and it was excellent. With, well, you don't really need to know, do you? Local draft beer. I don't really have much much feeling for podcasting right now. Don't really want to listen to any on this trip. And I really only fired this up right now because how often do you hear me by a campfire? Not very often. Ew. I bought a six-pack of beer this morning when we gassed up the car. And I could only have one. I kind of overdid it last night. There we go. Yeah, celebrated in Red Lodge, and yeah, it was kind of fun. I needed a blowout, I guess. It was kind of in a daze most of today, but man, oh man, oh man, that scenic drive, the Beartooth Highway, whatever, it was just unbelievable. So it's been a good trip, and this is only our fourth day out. It's quiet. We're both don't have a whole lot to say. Just enjoying the scenery. Reliving a few old memories, not a lot of new conversations. We did have an interesting little situation earlier today of the map versus the GPS. And, insisted on the map and a certain route we needed to take. The GPS said otherwise. Harold, who is a driver, opted to follow the GPS, which is, I gave it to him. He was driving. He's renting the car. I stated my opinion, and I was kind of relieved to know that I was right. We did have to turn around and come back. I very tactfully did not rub Harold's nose in it, especially as he listens to this podcast. he's scolded me for using the expression over and out. You can't use that. Over means you finished your side and you're waiting for the other person to reply. Out means end of conversation. So you can't be over and out. You can't be over and out at the same time. And I say, well, I can. It's a podcast. The rules are different. And my interpretation just means over. I don't have anything more to tell you. And out means I'm off. We're done. So, in spite of the fact that this is very, very irritating to true radio operators and people who know the proper way of speaking and doing things, I will probably continue in my stubborn and ignorant fashion to say over and out. All the more so, because now that it's been pointed out to me, I must have to. Anyway, more ahead, lots of places. Tomorrow we're heading into Utah. All these names I love, and this is part of growing up, was seeing so much of what we saw. Though one of the highlights in Yellowstone, of course, was the bison. Thousands of them. And right by the side of the road. I mean, you could reach out and touch them. Quite amazing. Custer's last stand, or that battlefield, was also well worth seeing. Old Faithful's a bit of a, you know, hey, wasn't spectacular. But it's off the list. Anyway, I don't have too much more to add. I've been doing a lot of reflecting, the things that I like to do. I guess overall, it's good to be sort of sneaking in this tour. So I don't know when I'll get to come back here again, although my wife really wants to see this part of the country. And I would love to do this. We had a really nice little small comfortable camper van that gave you the option of motels or just occasionally camping. But that's the future, and who knows the future. Scarborough Dude. Oh, by the way, one more thought on that. I'm going to be glad to be rid of Scarborough Dude when I reach episode 500. I'm done with that name. I know, I'm stuck with it, but it is time for a change. Coming up by the spring. A lot of things are going to change come the spring. And with that, I'll say goodnight. Bye for now. Roger, over and out. Good day. Journey continues. I did not get much sleep last night in that little tent cabin. Between 3:30 a.m. phone call from Thailand to Harold, and a 6 a.m. alarm, which Harold sets every day, and the loud noises Harold makes and I make during the night, there was not a lot of sleep. However, we had a delicious big breakfast at the lodge where we stayed, Coulter Bay, and then a spectacular view again today of the Grand Tetons. I mean, that is an incredible mountain range to see. So we're still in Wyoming, heading south, and very soon, in a matter of a short time, we'll be crossing the border into Utah. And in Utah, we have to make some decisions about where we're going to stay. We're going to bypass Salt Lake City, of course, although I'm sure there are many things to see there. But a trip like this, you can't do everything, and so you pick and choose. And some things you just leave up to circumstances, like last night, everything being booked full, and it turned out it was perfect. We were able to have a campfire and had some beer I'd bought in the morning, and it all worked out very, very well. Yeah, it's all about the scenery, the wildlife, the Snake River. And I'm amazed, impressed, I should say, with Harold's general knowledge. I know this memory failure I talk about of my own, I can use as an excuse for just, well, I didn't remember that, you know. A good example would be Harold saying, this is Ansel Adams country. Well, of course, I remember the Ansel Adams pictures, but didn't really make the connection that exactly where we stopped at one spot was where he got on his the roof of his truck, where he'd built a platform with a huge camera, probably 8x10 negatives, I don't know, and took those wonderful, wonderful pictures of the Grand Tetons. No, I didn't know that. I know Ansel Adams. I didn't connect it to those mountains. And that's impressive. The same way I didn't know the Snake River, which Harold knew because it's famous for fly fishing. Well, I didn't know that. So I'm a little embarrassed about my lack of knowledge, and it's been that way all my life. I really sometimes wish I could start over in school and pay attention, you know, and read extra books and ask questions, because I didn't have that. It could have been, you know, some kind of a learning issue on my part. I mean, there's just ways that I can just get by and cope somehow. I get through life pretty well. And I've just developed coping strategies. But in terms of, laziness. And yet here's me saying I love to read and take courses. It just doesn't appear that I retain anything. It's like the brain is just a giant sieve. I can just keep pouring stuff into it. And it just falls away. But then there's the now. And now is a beautiful day with a huge, huge, bright, clear blue sky. That's the other thing. Last night, the stars. I mean, I can't remember when I've seen the Milky Way so clear, so dense. Right out. You know, we're at a high altitude to start with. So that was pretty impressive. All in all, a great trip. Sorry I'm not doing a very good job of sharing it with you. Well, am I sorry? Yeah, I guess so. People will listen to this and they go, oh, I wanted a little more than that. But it is what it is, and you get what you get, and it ain't what it ain't. So there you go. Scarborough Dude, signing out for now. Back at you real soon. From Utah.
Welcome back to the country station.
This is day six, I guess, if we count day one as my arrival in Denver. Still one of the high points of the trip, that little bar. Just being able to feel free, start of a trip, flown to a new state, part of the world you've never been in before. And you're sitting in an outdoor patio and you know you got really good beer on tap. You got a gummy bear into you, and you're feeling good. It's just lovely being outside. It's exciting. So, it's just moved on. Every day has been different. Every day has been unique in its own way. We are in Utah, going through some pretty flat plains with low-range mountains in the distance, but they seem to have every kind of geography here. We're on our way to Bryce Canyon. Studied the maps yesterday and realized, wow, this is a vast state, and you could be doing an awful lot of crisscrossing if you tried to see everything, so we won't. We've skipped Salt Lake City. I had an interest in seeing Bonneville, but only if it was on the way for the Bonneville Flats, just because of my old high school memories of Mickey Thompson in Challenger 1. I had that model kit, an AMD model kit, probably worth something now. And then much later, it was the Spirit of America, Craig Breedlove, and those other cars. I visited the Pendine Flats in Wales when I was there, and that was a thrill because that was where, who was it? Sir Roger Campbell, I think, set the first land speed record. And it was quite neat. Pendine was a beautiful little town. But that's going back to 1969, and this is 2014. And here we are driving through the southwestern states. The highlight, I guess, the overall highlight is just the change in geography, you know, from mountains to plains to these prairies, what we call cowboy country, farming, cattle, a little more industrial in parts of Wyoming, as you heard. The Grand Tetons, that national park, and Yellowstone National Park and the road, the Beartooth Highway, to get to Yellowstone were, again, real highlights, like spectacular. I just kept using that word. I couldn't find any other to describe much of the scenery. Spectacular. So, that's just an update. Don't have too much more to say. It's an interesting process, traveling with somebody. Harold and I are buddies from a long time, so we know we're going to be fairly tolerant of each other. But as you get older, you get a little more... You have habits and ways that you live. Basically, we're two old men. We both smell and snore, you know. It's one way of putting it. The goal, of course, is to make the most of every day, enjoy it one way or another. I've had the aid of a cookies and cream chocolate bar from Denver this morning to help me on my way. Harold had his last night. Since he's driving today, it's better that we do it this alternating fashion. I'm not driving, and that's quite fine. Although there's always thoughts of, if I were driving, if this was my tour, if I was, how would I do this? And I think we both agreed a camper would be a nice way. Being able to stay in the parks as opposed to be always hunting for motels is, has its benefits too. I'm on and off about that dream for a little minivan, but I would never want a great big Winnebago or anything bus size at all. I still picture a little like a VW microbus with a pop-up roof is just enough to sleep in. Doesn't even need a toilet or shower because you just, you know, check into motels when you need to. Anyway, I'm starting to ramble. Anything to say, Harold?
Not much. Tell them about our encounter with the state police.
Ah, yes. We were driving along this road, 89 South, and we caught sight of, in the distance ahead, a state trooper lights flashing and one car parked. And we figured, okay, this is the only highway. We're on this highway. He's on this highway. He is going to pass us at one point. He is going to catch up to us. So, we were going along, Harold decided he needed to stretch his legs and take a piss, and saw a sign for a little state park 2 miles down the road, a side road. Yeah, that's fine, we'll go there. Got in, and a lady came up. What can I do for you fellas? I said, I would just like to, if you don't mind, just use the washroom. Looks like the state trooper's up ahead again, Harold. Flashed another one going this way. I'll get back to that story in a minute. This lady looks at us, the windows are rolled down, she says, how old are you? I said, we're both senior citizens. That'll be $4. I said, we don't want to go to the park, we just want to use the washroom. Anybody who goes through this gate pays $4, or pays the price for using the park. That was it. So, anyway, that state trooper who we just passed, as I was speaking those very words, did catch up to us. Harold pulled off the road. Since the lady refused, we're not going to pay $4 to use her pisser. It was the rudest person we've met so far on this trip. We came back down to the main highway, and Harold pulled off, and I said, you know, before we pulled off, that state trooper is going to catch you, and if there's a law against urinating in public, you never know what you're going to get into. The one thing we don't want anybody to do is search the car, which has contraband, I guess would be one way of putting it. Not to be taken outside of Colorado. Anyway, I was already well into my cookie when Harold's standing there lighting up his cigarette, and the state trooper, of course, pulls right up behind us. Well, the cookie's kicked in, and I'm feeling fine, and we're guilt-free, you know. Hey, just pulled over for a cigarette. Rolled down his window, you fellas in trouble? No. And he just wanted to make sure our vehicle was not broken down. Of course, the first thing he did was type in the license plate, and that would have come up as a rental out of New Mexico. So we're fine. And Harold said, no, just it's a long drive, just trying to stretch my legs. And I stuck my head in the window. Said something about we're heading down to Panguitch, and he said, Panguitch? So that's the place. Yeah, it's about 2 hours down the road, I think he told us, did he not? 2 hours down the road. And all was well. A very pleasant encounter, the opposite of the one with the woman at the state park. And fine, nope, just checking. We thanked him for checking on us, and off he went down the road to catch the guy we just passed going the other way. So we're good. The inevitable happened. We were going to meet that state trooper, and it happened under the most pleasant of circumstances. That's a good karma story right there. Harold and I count on a lot of good karma. I would say finding the place we did to stay last night in Provo was the nicest motel we've stayed in yet, and the cheapest price, and had the bonus of a hot tub and a pool, both of which I enjoyed very much. The massage in the hot tub against the aching shoulders, you know, the jets just pounding left and right, that was good. Well, we've just come into Salina City, established 1863. Of course, this is all Mormon country. 70% of the population in Utah, as you know, I'm sure, is Mormon. And we're noticing as we pass through these small towns, there are not a whole lot of bars and dance halls. So, just big churches. Oh, we're talking about temples. And an interesting little history, of course, the people coming, the Mormons coming, say, we will not face persecution anymore, and came out to this land, which was so hard to get out here, figured they're not going to be followed by too many people. They're safe out here. And much later, it became a state. I think that was 1850 it became a state. Barrett's Groceries and ATM. Everything's closed up, of course, it's Sunday morning. 10 o'clock. Mom's Cafe.
Turn right on West Main Street.
Oh. Turn right on. Now, hang on, Harold. I'm gonna ask you to stop here in case this bypasses Gooch or Panguitch. Because one of the roads did.
Turn left to Highway 24.
We just pulled off.
We're going to eventually get on Highway 24.
But that 89 is the one that will take us all the way, too.
Oh, the piggyback
one. Well, sorry, this was 29, did you say?
24
we're getting on, Jim.
And then we keep right on US 89.
Oh, and we'll get back. Well, why? I wonder why is it taking us off?
Well, it did this.
I know.
A bit earlier. It turned out to be all right.
Yeah. Well, the only thing is,
we're only on here for half a mile.
All right. The only thing is, we do not want to miss Panguitch, which is before Bryce. Fine. As long as we get back on 89, and you said this will take us back on it, and then we will come to a visitor center junction. But those places are before Bryce, or Bryce City.
Catch an encore, Martinez, 5-hour weekly show, Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern.
All right, I will surrender.
7 a.m. Eastern on Y2 Country, Sirius XM 57. For Sirius XM Easy News, I'm Buzz Brandon.
Think of the settlement of Utah, we're not thinking of the cowboys and so on, heading to other places, heading west. This is a religious organization coming into this state. It's a promised land.
I'm on 89 south.
Well, that's giving you, so I would go that way. So are you overriding the bench now? You're overriding it. You got tired of those little towns? I was actually enjoying that part. I was never preaching for the 89. However, you're in the driver's seat. You chose to override the bitch. Are you finally got fed up with it? Or what was your reason for making the decision?
We're just paralleling this.
Yes. The reason, as we discussed, the technology, the programming was, you don't want to ride an interstate, so, but you want 89 South.
It's a relatively short distance.
Yeah. But,
I'm interested in making a bit of time right now.
Yes. Well, there, that's what we're getting at. What's your reason for overriding the bitch? I'm fucking sick and tired of all these little directions just to stay off that highway. Right? That's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm putting words in your mouth. But tired of being bossed around, basically. Does your wife boss you around?
No.
No, neither does mine. Probably gave up. I think, to some degree, she probably still tries to change me, but I think that's almost given up, too, pretty well. Yeah, no, she gave that up long ago. So that was a little navigation component right there. The constant discussion of who do we follow, the map, the GPS unit. And there's no real right answer to it. It's either one, you know, and a mixture, a combination of both. There's a navigator, of course, in the passenger seat, and he states his right to rebel, almost like it's a part of the union contract. I think he did. Maybe in the Nova Scotia trip. That was a good trip following the Quebec, the North Shore of Quebec, the North Shore of the St. Lawrence. I enjoyed that very much. This was Dixon Chain's listeners. All of that, of course, is recorded during the previous trip last summer. This is a little plug, you know. Hey, if you're just tuning in now, I have a trip to China, which is probably one of the more unpleasant podcasts because I really came to wondering why the hell I was even there. Didn't know whether it was a business trip or a pleasure trip. Couldn't figure it out. I think it was a pleasure trip under the guise of a business trip. I think that's what it came down to. Yeah, that makes some sense. This is barely passing as a business expense, but there is an argument to be made. Hey, you're in the study tour business. You've got to get out there and research other areas. It's all legitimate. I just can't say I've hired you as my guide, you know, and I have to pay for your services. A good question to ask on a regular basis is, why am I here? All right, now that we've switched to a new system, I will look this up on the map of 89. See, I was having, each time I picked up this map, I had to find every bloody side road this bitch was telling me we were on, you know. It was extra work. That's where I rebelled to. Canyon. What was the town we did? Oh, Joseph. I'm coming up on Joseph from the south. Oh, yeah, there it is. And next will be Sevier. Now, in America, S-E-V-I-E-R might be pronounced Sevier. Sevier? I don't know. Anyway. That's when we'll leave the I-70, Harold. So that's a good turnoff. That's just a short distance away at Sevier. We'll be heading just on the 89. And our first stop will be Junction, which has a visitor center. Conveniently located at a junction. now he can take it. What's he saying? He can take it what?
Talking to the radio, the GPS.
I'm talking to you.
Me?
You.
What was the question?
An answer to the question.
What was the question?
Well, if you didn't hear the question, it's too late now because the song is finished. I think the song was I Can Take It, and he had add something on. Coming up on Penguins?
Yep.
Oh, that's a place I see. Well, that's a sign for it, right? 89, yeah. This is the one I mentioned. It's good. That's what we want. Eureka Casino Resort.
Grace Canyon Zion. There is no 250.
Already advertising lots. Best Western Paradise Inn. It's the 89 South Exit 3323 for Panguitch and Kanab. It's in half a mile. By the way, you Canadians will be very, very surprised, your Canadian listeners, to know that they don't use the metric system here. One of the oddities of the United States, and not likely to change in a hurry, not with all these armed citizens. Good. The human brain is an amazing thing. I mean, you can look at a map and read this print, how far we've come, you know. The old days, you're pointing. Maybe you're lining up some rocks or something, pointing to a river and a mountain and counting how many moons it was to get to that place. And here we are. You look at a map in the morning, but you know where you want to get to. You've read a guidebook in the evening, and you see its location and know that 89 takes you directly there. So the brain actually compartmentalizes that information. It's, all right, park that. That's what you want to do, you know. And then you get into a vehicle, and there's agreement that it would be a good place to stop at. And you hop into your car, and you steer it, and you can follow the instructions on this paper map that you've learned how to read as a kid. Or punch in a name on the screen of the GPS unit, and it'll find it for you, and it'll tell you exactly how to get there. Continue on US 89. That's what you just said. I've been rudely referring to her as the bitch, but it's a useful tool. I had one in my car until it was stolen with my last LS10. This Olympus digital recorder I'm holding in my hand right now. Get yours at... I was very pleased with their service. I had camera service in the United States. Now I can't remember the name. Sorry, no free plug. Easy name to remember, though. I'll tell you some other time. Or you can go in Toronto. You can go to that other camera shop where, in fact, I got this one for the price of the potato, the Zoom H2. Thanks to Mark Blevis, he's inspiring me to just do it. Go in there and have the audacity to ask. Businesses want to be touched, I'm sure. And that's probably a lesson. Mark Blevis and what's his name there? Todd Maffin have put together that book, Touch. I haven't read it yet, of course. This is pre-release. There's a lot of buzz about it, of course. Nice big photo of Chris. Was it Chris? What's the big guy in the States? Successful. He's come to Canada a couple of times. Chris Green? Chris Breen? No. Brogan. Chris Brogan. Big fella. Nice fella. Used to give hugs. Attended one of his sessions at PodCamp Toronto. I was very impressed. And, of course, met him in the bar that night. But here he is. I mean, he had to. Hey, Mark and Todd have a book coming out. You got to get Chris in. Julian has to be in on it. Julian has to say something nice. Counting on that one. I'd like to read it. I don't think I'll get a promotional copy. I asked C.C. Chapman. He said, sure, it's in the Michigan Mail. It's a joke. It never came. And then I asked... was it Mitch? He wrote, he's written probably a couple, but maybe one of his books. And he said he'd have his secretary, Gabriel, on. It's kind of insulting, you know. Of course, they never arrived. take that as a personal slight. So I'm not even going to ask for touch. Fuck you guys. I'll wait, as I do with any book. Wait till I find it on sale or there's a good deal on Amazon. Although I need a paper copy. Yeah. What did you call him? A fucknet or? Yeah, how long it was.
Yeah,
and toy motorcycles.
No, it's toy and a pickup with, and then the pickup with an ATV.
So there were three units.
Yeah.
He just took up that parking spot by the road. Now, this is nice, isn't it? This is the 89 South, following this creek, river. Very scenic mountains right in front of me. So I think I'll put down this digital recorder. Snap a picture. I've dropped my camera three times, which is very stupid. Yep, now we're right in. Following. It's nice. Following a river is always great. Like I said, when we were off camera, it's very reminiscent of Merritt, British Columbia, that part of the country. If you wanted a comparison, that's all. If you've been to Merritt, you've never been here. Think of Merritt, and you'll picture this place. Oh, yeah, I'm having a good time. Absolutely. Taking stupid pictures I'll never use. Here's one of the GPS units. Post it a few on Facebook. I'm glad of that. It's a shout out. It's a hello, you know. This is what we're seeing. Mostly pictures of The Rock meeting the Grand Tetons. This is an interesting little outcropping of hills. And rocky and pointy and taking on lots of different shapes. Not even rolling down the window, just snapping it through the windscreen. Anyway, setting off. with the scenic pull-up?
Yes.
Good. Wow. Wow. And it's so funny, the song is singing about clay, but that's like clay.
I take it this is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it is.
You got railway cars, you got mountains. Like, that is a gorgeous mountain up ahead. That is picture-worthy. Holy fuck. And it's Candy Mountain, of all things. That's Candy Mountain. Remember I said we'd be passing it?
Yeah, we did.
All right. Unloading the car. That's what it takes. Good night.
Okay, as follows. Standing outside Candy Mountain, or let's say I'm standing outside and before me is Candy Mountain. There's a whistle stop trailhead here that sells things or rents things. But an even nicer, bluer sign that says Resort Cafe open year around. And suddenly we're out in the air of Utah, and it's a warmth, a beautiful warmth, like a nice warm day with an incredibly rich blue sky. And these mountain ranges and formations are gorgeous. And this is just the beginning. There's so much more to see. Holy fuck, eh? How good is that? Eat it nicely, I'm going to say. You know, don't mind me repeating by those folks in Denver. Holy fuck. Man, oh man. Got to get another picture. This is such an incredible scene. It's the kind of picture that means nothing to the people who aren't there. Just like, what's the point? Okay, engine's on. I gotta just take one last picture and we're out. Yeah, a quick check-in from Circleville. I announced that town as you were coming up to it. I didn't know it would be stopping here, but there was a grocery store closed, but a little restaurant selling home cooking and ice cream and pizza. And Harold went in and got a milkshake. That made it easy for me to make a choice. She started rhyming off the names. She said, "We don't just have chocolate." And she started rhyming off the names. And when I got further down the list, where I probably knew the answer already, I said, "Do you have banana?" I said, "No, but we got bananas." I said, "Well, I'd pay extra for that. I could mix it with a vanilla," and that's exactly what she did. And I'm still drinking it, and I exactly needed something to parch my throat. But holy moly, I was complaining earlier, silently to myself, you don't want to complain too loud, that I wasn't getting much of a buzz from some of these cookies and things, but that's not true at all. So, I think that's all I needed to do. Nobody I needed to apologize to? No, don't think so. Thank you.